Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcast or on the iHeart Radio app.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's have a chat. The headline today probably went unnoticed by many. This is courtesy of my boy, Christopher Rufo. He's doing great work out there. The city of Boise is hosting a festival featuring child drag queens as young as 11 years old. Sponsored by Citibank, Wells Fargo, Target, Hewlett-Packard, and others. Now, we'll get to the city of Boise in a moment. We are going to do something tonight. We are going to do something we've done before on the show. Something you better buckle up is going to become relatively routine on the show. Not all the time, because then it loses its punch. But when we go after something, we go after something here. And I'm actually going to ask you for something, which I hate doing, but need help. We'll get to that in a moment. We'll get to the city of Boise in a moment. They'll get theirs in just a second. Before we get to the city of Boise, all these corporations, I've been reading them to you. Why do they do this? Why do they get so deep involved in all this endless LGBTQ filth? And do keep this in mind. I want you to keep this in mind. You can say I'm crazy. Go ahead and write it down. I guarantee you I'm correct. Children, the whole children aspect of this, it's their next frontier. It sounds out of the realm of possibility, but I'm telling you right now, they already have a term for it, for pedophilia. They have a term for it. It's called minor attracted persons. It's called MAPS. They call themselves MAPS. You're already seeing it start to sprinkle itself out there. Less than 10 years, you will not only see adults with their, child brides on TV, you will see them represented in children's films. You will take your child out to see the newest superhero film, and there will be an adult there in a relationship with a child. Why? You're not dealing with people. You are dealing with demonic forces here, and there is no bottom. There is no bottom. You must understand this. I must understand this. And it's so hard for you to wrap your mind around people being that sick and depraved and wrong. But I'm telling you, these aren't people. We are dealing with demons here. Demons don't have a bottom. The devil doesn't get to a point where he says that's evil enough. It will be kids and animals next. Oh, Jesse, that's crazy. Yeah, look where we're at now. It started with gay marriage. How'd that work out? Am I crazy? The slippery slope is not some fallacy. It is an inevitability. It is inevitable. Unless the forces of good, unless you stop it, there is no stopping. They're never going to stop themselves. You stop them, or there is no stopping. Now, there are two parts to why the corporations do this. One, your fault. My fault. We still shop there. That's a big problem. Still watching the Giants this Sunday? Then it's your fault when the NFL comes out with pride jerseys next year. Your fault. My fault, too. There's a second part, though. And this is the part that can be frustrating because it seems so insurmountable. How is it all the corporations? And don't think it's just in your whack job liberal area, too. I live in blood red Texas. There are two grocery stores in my area, Kroger and HEB. Kroger will pay for their employees to fly to a state so they can kill their babies. HEB, you walk in HEB in June and Pride Month, they got rainbow crap all over the daggone place. Looks like the whole store turned into a Lucky Charms advertisement. So don't think it's just you. Why do they do it? Because we have now a completely poisonous university system in this country, and that's where we're sending all of our future CEOs. I've discussed this before. If you want the most practical thing you could do to ensure the next generation isn't as despicable and disgusting as this one that's currently leading the country, you could take not the bottom 50, but the top 50 universities in the United States of America, fire every employee, including the parking lot attendants, send them all away, raise the buildings to the ground, and salt the earth behind it. The reason this has taken over big time corporate America is these people are all being filtered through a completely communist university system where they are taught. They are not taught like you think they're taught. You still have this image of the guy with the black tie and the ruthless capitalist. He'll do anything to make a buck. They're not taught that anymore. They are taught corporate social responsibility. They have big board meetings on it now. Big board meetings on ESG. You think they're sitting there at business school in Harvard right now going over dollars and cents and interest rates and these are your hard costs and this is how to read a profit loss sheet and that's what you envision. And honestly, that's what I envision when I think about these schools. They are not. They are sitting down and having lengthy discussions about how to merge the worlds of profit and LGBTQ activism. And do white people hate themselves enough yet? And have we completely destroyed the country by our environmentalism yet? They are being taught this in schools. Then they are leaving these schools and they're heading right out into corporate America. Well, they will work their way up the corporate ladder. And now they sit in the boardrooms and they sell you soda and vodka and electronics. They bring you your groceries. If we continue to filter the United States of America through the dirty jockstrap of America's university system, the water will keep tasting like crap. It's just a fact. How do we handle that? Well, I'm not in charge of your kids. I don't want to be in charge of your kids. You're in charge of your kids. I'm not saying don't send your kids to college. I am saying this. You had better take that old idea of you got to go to college for a good job. Take it and throw it into a furnace and turn the heat up until it's burned completely to ash. Maybe your child does have to go to college to get whatever career they want. If you let your college, if you let your the child you love walk onto a college campus and they don't absolutely have to be there, you get what you get. I would never send my children to people I hate who hate me to educate my children. Why do you do that? Because of what? Tradition? Traditions suck. You know, most traditions are stupid. They're ridiculous, and they hold you back. Well, that's what my parents said. Yeah, they were probably wrong, too. So are you. Why are you doing it? So, one, you don't have to send your kids to school. Two, how we combat so much of what we're going through right now, so much of what we're dealing with right now, from the high-up levels to the low-low levels, we must be united. I about use a communist word there, but we must be united. What I mean by united is we must begin demanding much more of our red states. Forget about the losers in Congress and Senate and whatnot. The red states should be joining together, not alone, joining together with each other to launch an all-out assault on the university system that is within its borders. But your states don't do it. In fact, your states probably still send them money every single month. You still send your kid there, and your states probably still send them money every single month until the university system in this country is either destroyed or radically changed. This stuff will never end. You and me, we should be much more purposeful with where we spend and don't spend our money. There's no question about it. But until that changes, we can never make that change. And we can only make that change if GOPs use state power. Which brings me to the city of Boise. You didn't think I forgot about you, did you? Write this down. And I want you to make a phone call for me. And I want you to make sure you promise me you will be polite. You will not threaten anybody. Nothing illegal whatsoever. But you will let the city of Boise know exactly what you think about 11-year-old boys dressing up like strippers and dancing for strangers. Let them know how much you support it at this phone number, 208-608-7000. Once again, that's, by the way, that's the number for the city of Boise, 208-608-7000. Inform them you want this event stopped. Inform them you will organize a peaceful rally in front of City Hall if this event is not stopped, because it's time we start protecting children with some kind of daggone purpose in this country. Nasty freaking ghouls. By the way, that reminds me, practice with your weapon too. Practice with your weapon in case these demons end up taking over every daggone thing. That's why. And I'm not even going to do that namby-pamby thing. So you can shoot better at the range. Practice with your weapon so you can kill an evil person who's trying to hurt you one day if you have to. So you can put two in his chest and another one through his eyeball, and you can live another day and he'll be laying there dead. Go get a Mantis X system and practice in your house. Right there in the comfort of your home without firing a shot. Dry fire practice. Get good. I hope that day never comes. I hope you never have to touch it. But if you do, make sure you're the one who walks away and his family has to bury him. Go to MantisX.com. MantisX.com. If a bad person comes to hurt you or hurt someone you love one day, who's going to win? Are you fast and accurate? Are you faster and accurate than he is? If you're not, you better daggone work on it. MantisX.com. MantisX.com.
Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And no, I'm not sorry about it. And no, I'm not going to stop. Don't think ever. I want you communists to understand something. Don't think ever you're going to get me to stop. There's nothing you can do to stop me from attacking you. I'm an anti-communist. You hate me, and I hate you just as much. You think I'm your enemy? You're right. You're my enemy. And I understand that I will never be able to coexist with you. I don't get to have the family life I want to have unless you're defeated. And you can't have the demonic communist life you want to have unless I'm defeated. We're enemies. You talk to me about division all the time, you communists. Ah, this is too much division. Yes, I want more division. I want more division from you. I want to be divided from you. City of Boise, sponsoring a child drag show event. If you'd like to let them know exactly what you think about Sodom and Gomorrah, give them a phone call. Peacefully, no threats. No violence, but give them a call and let them know you want this event stopped. In fact, no. Call and let them know you demand this event be stopped. 208-608-7000. Again, that's 208-608-7000. 7000. And if the event is not stopped after tonight, in the wake of the Jesse Kelly Show people coming for them, it will get ramped up, not down. Don't think this is a one-off. Don't think that you won't find me with a legion of people in front of City Hall with signs out there if we have to. This is not for performance. This is so you scumbag, child-abusing pedophiles will learn this stuff is unacceptable in this country. 208-608-7000. I'm done. I can actually feel it right now. Sometimes when I get really upset, and I try not to do radio like that. Sometimes when I get really upset, I actually feel it in the right side of my neck. The right side of my neck, it's really tight. What, Chris? No, I'm not going to have a heart attack. I didn't get the vaccine. Email. Jesse, thank you for your discussion of communism and Yuri Bezmenov. You were correct to point out that communism is critical race theory and vice versa. It must be understood that communism is not a system of economics. It is, in fact, a theory of history. And as a system of political thought, it is a system of conflict. Thus, race, gender, cultural values, any category can be used to pit one against the other. I talked about this on Friday. Remember this. Remember. The communist, the American communist now, he will tell you things. Oh, communism. What is this, the Red Scare? What are you, Joe McCarthy? And he may even believe that. Because he's stupid and a communist, he doesn't understand. The communists themselves, they announced their intention to change the language in the 70s and 80s. They knew it wasn't about the workers and all that stupid crap and national ownership of this or that. Communism is simply about identifying the cracks in a society, filling those cracks up with water, whatever those cracks are, and then freezing them to crack society apart, to break society apart. That's what communism is. It's not more complicated than that. So in the Soviet Union, if you're trying to do that, what are the cracks in the old Soviet Union under the czars? The cracks were the urban poor had a horrible standard of living. Sometimes you'd get up in your crappy Soviet apartment and you'd go down to a factory and come home and find out you still didn't have enough food for your family to eat that night. Okay, well, that's creating a society full of malcontents, and those are the people who are going to listen when you step up and say, the workers make the country, not the elites. That's going to fall on receptive ears. Well, that doesn't work here in America. Blue collar. I work construction jobs most of my life. Construction guys I work with did just fine. Shoot, there were construction guys I know working Davis Bacon wage jobs in California making $45 an hour. You ever make $45 an hour? $45 an hour is real big boy money. They're hauling in cash, driving Corvettes up to the job site. So you can't appeal to our workers in that way. So they went fishing. Okay, well, those aren't the cracks. Where are our cracks here? They found the feminists. They found the civil rights. They found the LGBTQ mob that grew over time. That's now one of their main ones. They found the people who believe that, your SUV is changing the weather of the planet, as insane as that is. And along those lines, let's talk about our energy secretary. Let's listen to what she has to say about California.
Do you think what California is doing could or should be a national model?
Could be. I mean, I know every state is different, and you always have to respect what the states are doing. But I do think that once people, California has gotten more used to electric vehicles, and we have to bring down the price of electric vehicles so that everybody can access them. And this is why it's great that there's a $4,000 tax credit, for example, on used electric vehicles that has just been adopted through the Inflation Reduction Act.
So what is going on in California? What are these programs going on in California that she wants to expand to everyone in the country? Well, good news. They're about to have blackouts and brownouts. Those are the policies. And understand that she didn't misspeak. Remember something about the climate change death cultists. They look at you and everything you do and everything you love as being the true evil that is destroying the planet. Please understand, these people think they're the good guys. They think we have to genocide about 2 or 3 billion people or the earth is going to end. And they will genocide those people as every person who's ever done a genocide thinks. They will think they're the good guys while they do it. You know, Hitler thought he was the good guy, right? Stalin thought he was the good guy. Mao thought he was the good guy. Pol Pot killed 25% of his own countrymen. He killed a quarter of his country. That's a higher percentage than anyone has ever achieved in history. A quarter of his own people. And Pol Pot, interviewed close to his death, said, "I'm not an evil person. I'm not violent. What are you talking about? I'm fine. I'm totally good. I'm the good guy." That's how aware we have to be. All right. Get to some email roundup stuff. And yeah, you like another little preview about what's coming environmentally? Buckle up for this one, hang
on. I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Waking Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Waking Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world, and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research. And it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also Find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
Go, Danny, go, go.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to explain exactly why Bill Barr is in the news all of a sudden all the time. Trash and Trump, and I'll give you the why on that 10 minutes from now. But joining me now, I ran into these folks at a CPAC a few weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago. Lovely people. And whenever I run into somebody who's been treated horribly by the system and they never get their voice heard, it drives me insane. Because we all have time for everything but just normal people who get screwed by the system, right? So I thought it would be good for you to hear and me to hear again their story. So without further ado, I'm bringing in somebody by the name of Joey Lynn Maceros. If I screwed that up, it's because I don't say words right. Joey Lynn, go ahead. Tell your story.
Thank you so much for having us on. So grateful that you're willing to speak to average Americans about the real problems that are going on in America today. God bless you for it. So much of conservative media has not. And so I'm excited to share our story with your audience. Just very quickly, your listeners might remember when the Biden bus drove through Texas and the Trump train drove next to it, flying Trump flags to support President Trump during the 2020 election. We were part of that Trump train, and 8 months later, we were sued by Democrat politicians and Biden-Harris campaign staff, including White House officials that were on that bus, under the Ku Klux Klan law for merely exercising free speech because these individuals claim that they experienced stress that left them with PTSD, and they want financial compensation, claiming that we were banded together on a public highway with the intent to suppress Black and minority voter rights, and they want financial compensation.
Okay, that sounds, frankly, for lack of a better way to put it, insane to me. Surely this all just kind of got tossed right away, right? I mean, this is all over, surely?
Well, we were hoping and praying. Unfortunately, we've been assigned to an Obama-appointed judge in the federal court level, and after spending $80,000 trying to get this dismissed, cashing out our 401k and desperately fundraising, the judge denied our motion to dismiss, even though they have not met the basic requirements of using this law. Now we're headed to trial by jury in federal court. We're trying to appeal this to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, and after that, Jesse, is the Supreme Court of the United States.
Okay, I have to ask, I know it may be uncomfortable, maybe we should have talked about this beforehand, but how is your attorney? Do you have a good one?
Well, we have one attorney to their 20-plus attorneys, and he is a team of one, no paralegal, no partners, it's just one man trying to help us, but the only attorney that we could get to take us. Everybody else is either afraid to be associated with the Ku Klux Klan case because of how the media smears that, or said we didn't have enough money for them to take us on the liability of a fundraiser, or they were simply unwilling. And this is the only person that would take us and on the contingency of a fundraiser. By God's grace, we have managed to raise $182,000, but we're looking at needing about $600,000 simply to defend our constitutional right to free speech and prove that we were not trying to suppress Black people from voting by flying Trump flags.
That is, just in case you're doing the math, they've already spent $180,000. They need another $600,000 more. That is what happens when the communist system sets its sights on you. Joey Lynn, before I let you go, if people want to help you, where do they go to do that?
Yes, thank you so much. We are fighting back to defend free speech for our family and everybody else's family. We cannot let this administration weaponize the law system against average Americans for supporting political opponents. We have created a website called freespeechdefender.com where you can give via our fundraiser or you can buy merchandise to support us and exercise free speech at freespeechdefender.com. I'm just a stay-at-home mom and my husband's a plumber, so $5-$10 takes us a long way to fighting this fight when we link arms with other Americans.
freespeechdefender.com. Thank you so much, Joey Lynn. Much appreciated. I'll tell you one thing, the only bone I have to pick with her is this. I'm a housewife. My husband's a plumber. As if that's a bad thing. Golly, do we need a whole bunch of that in this country, man. She wasn't saying it that way. She was just saying they're not made of money. But when I heard their story, what really hit me was, honestly, something we talk about a lot, but until you hear the actual numbers, they're so eye-popping. Wrap your mind around this. Even if there was no second part where you have to go to the Supreme Court for $600,000, communist scumbags in the legal system set their eyes on these people and attacked them for protesting Joe Biden. Remember, they peacefully protested Joe Biden. $180,000 to defend themselves already. And remember, the state's funds, they're unlimited because they're your money. They're using your money. They have unlimited funds. And when they set their sights on you, what chance do you have? How could normal people possibly get any kind of justice in a system like that? You can't. And that's what I've tried to explain over and over and over again. Why this FBI stuff, why a corrupt FBI, corrupt DOJ, corrupt NSA, why these things are so devastating. They don't, in the end, they don't have to convict you. You could sit there and say all day long, they could never get me. I don't do anything wrong. I pay my taxes. I don't commit crimes. You don't understand. That doesn't matter. In the end, they can leave you utterly ruined and destroyed and leave nothing of your life left but a smoking ruin. And they can walk away and you'll be ruined and no one will come help you. Nobody will. Or even, look, even if somebody gets you back on your feet, you'll never financially recover from the things they did. And that's not only the power they have against normal working people, they use it. They use it all the time. They're trying to make people scared and afraid. These stories, they drive me crazy. Drive me crazy, man. All right, so Barr. Let's have a talk. You know, I'll get to some calls tonight, too. I realize I haven't taken them in a week. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Barr, Bill Barr, Trump's second AG, possibly even more useless than his first AG, and that's actually really impressive because they were both really useless. But anyway, all of a sudden, he's all over the news again. Oh, he's all over the news, but he's all over the news justifying the Trump raid? And I mean, he was an AG, this accomplished attorney, so he's got all the lingo down. But, well, I mean, it all sounds like it was all on the up and up. I don't know what all the complaining about. He's been doing this for a week now.
Yeah, people do talk about going back to normal, and I've heard Mr. Secretary say, you know, normal wasn't working out so well for some people. And so the goal in my mind is not to go back to normal. The goal is to build a very different new normal that has equity much more at the heart of it.
Chris, I don't know what that is, but that wasn't Bill Barr. Chris, if you wouldn't mind, could you actually find Bill Barr? Because that didn't sound like Bill Barr at all. In fact, now I'm questioning the whole sound list. All right, play Bill Barr.
Assuming all these documents were appropriate for the investigation, now the judge is saying hold everything. He may have executive privilege.
So what do you think about that, Bill? Do you agree?
Well, I agree with Andy, who wrote an article in the National Review this morning sort of dismantling the opinion. The opinion, I think, was wrong, and I think the government should appeal it. It's deeply flawed in a number of ways. I don't think the appointment of a special master is going to hold up, but even if it does, I don't see it fundamentally changing the trajectory. In other words, I don't think it changes the ball game so much as maybe we'll have a rain delay for a couple of innings. But I think that the fundamental dynamics of the case are set, which is the government has very strong evidence of what it really needs to determine whether charges are appropriate, which is government documents were taken, classified information was taken and not handled appropriately, and they are looking into, and there's some evidence to suggest, that they were deceived. And none of that really relates to the...
Wow, who is that? Is that Rachel Maddow over there? Who is that person out there just absolutely knifing Trump in the back? Oh, it's Trump's AD, Bill Barr. But why? That's always important, right? We'll discuss why in a moment, and then we'll get to your calls. 877-377-4373. We've been talking a lot tonight about putting your money where your morals are, right? About not going out and buying Jack Daniels and Vito's and Tito's vodka and banking at Citibank and banking at Wells Fargo because they sponsor child Sodom and Gomorrah filth. But there are some certain places where you You can't find anything. I know that. Pick up your cell phone. It wasn't made by a good company. I guarantee it. It's just not possible. Your cell phone service, though, it sure can be. I mean, you don't, just because you have a bad phone that was made in China, doesn't mean your cell phone company has to be garbage. Pure Talk is right there. They're not communist garbage. They love the country. You didn't see any Pride Month stuff from Pure Talk, did you? No, you sure didn't. They're on the same 5G network as one of the big guys. Average family saves over $900 a year, and they'll never crap on your values. How about that? Oh, and it's easy. It takes less than 10 minutes to switch. Less than 10 minutes. From your cell phone, dial #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. Switch to Pure Talk.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And all right, I'm going to get to you in just a second. 877-377-4373. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Your words are welcome. We did get an email. I was thinking about reading it, but I decided I did not want to read it. I spoke a little bit earlier about suicide. Opened up the show really talking about suicide. Somebody committed suicide. And I talked about how it's, everyone gets to dark places. Right? Just last one more day. That's all. Just postpone anything drastic for one more day. And then the next day, postpone it one more day. And soon you're going to find you're not in that valley anymore. And I gave out the hotline number and we got an email from somebody. You know, I guess I will read it. He said, "Dang you," only he didn't say dang. "I spent the last 3 weeks slowly falling into a deeper hole. It's hard to get out of one's head during these times. For the past weekend, I've had horrible thoughts, terrible thoughts of why continue. Talking to people has helped somewhat, but today, at the opening of the show, talking about the Bed Bath & Beyond CFO, you nailed me with that, brother. Thank you. Your words are powerful, whether you know or recognize. God bless you for reading this long, rambling email from a lost soul. Brother, we are all lost until we're found. Go one more day." And then wake up tomorrow and go one more. I promise, whatever valley you're in, it ain't going to last forever. And believe me, look, at one point in my life, I was sitting in my apartment. It wasn't one bedroom, but I was sitting, actually, I used to sit in the living room. It was weird. I would have to sit in the middle of the living room, too. I was sitting in the living room of my apartment. All the lights were off. All the blinds were closed, even though it was nighttime. I remember that because it was extra dark in there. So I was sitting there in the pitch black. I remember the only light I could see was either from the light that's on your oven. You know how you have a light on your oven? And the occasional light from the fridge when I would go get a new beer out of the fridge. And I remember looking down at one point in time, and look, you've probably been depressed. I don't know if that's what that was, but it was a pretty dark feeling looking around and looking at the floor full of empty beer cans while sitting in the dark. I was pretty fresh back from Iraq. I wasn't doing great. And just trust me, man. I know you hit valleys. All right. You'll come out of them. All right. All right. Back to the bar thing real quickly. Why all of a sudden? Where's Bill Barr come from all of a sudden? Well, all of a sudden in the past week, they were looking for somebody to try to calm the public outrage about the raid on Trump. And out comes old Bill Barr. Can't run to the camera fast enough. Okay. Why? Well, remember, you're dealing with a system. Your government is corrupt. The media is corrupt. Entertainment is corrupt. University systems corrupt. They're all corrupt together now. And they're all corrupt against you. All right. That's what I call the system. You, if you're ever going to step out of line as far as being on the right, you don't ever want to sound like me or sound like you. That's way too far. The system will declare you an enemy and they'll destroy you. But the system also understands the need to have the illusion of an opposition party, a controlled opposition. You've heard these words before. That's what Bill Barr is. Even when Stalin had complete control of the Soviet Union, did you know there was an opposition party opposed to Stalin and communism? Now, it was entirely created by the communists to give the public that illusion of choice. But this is the norm. That's Bill Barr. You see, they knew Donald Trump had to have an AG. Someone has to be the AG, right? So I'm sure some idiot in Trump's administration, one of the various idiots he hired, told him to hire Bill Barr. So he ran out and hired Bill Barr. And Bill Barr promptly, I mean, he gave a couple good speeches in the Senate. Sounded really cool, right? Do you remember when he drank water in front of one of the senators? And he was like, yeah, go get him, Bill Barr. And then he proceeded to do nothing. Not a thing. Okay, well, he was part of Trump, right? So that almost, boy, he was on the knife's edge. He was on the knife's edge of being kicked out of the system. But let's be honest, guys, he didn't do anything to hurt us. So I realize he served Trump. We'll figure out a way he can get back in later on. So Trump's presidency ends. And what does Bill Barr do? Bill Barr knows that's his situation. He knows he's right on the cusp of not being allowed in the club anymore. So what does he do? Runs to the cameras as fast as that human being can still run to claim the election is fair and everything's good. And now that the FBI and DOJ, now that they look really bad, they've called up Bill Barr and they've asked him for one more favor. Bill, I know you want to be a fellow at Harvard or a board member here or any one of the other lucrative opportunities that will come your way if you choose to become part of the system. Bill, I know. Bill, I got a list of jobs in front of me. They're right in front of me. Bill, I need one more favor, all right? If you wouldn't mind, go on TV, especially Fox News. I need you to sound really lawyery and make that raid sound legit if you don't mind. Bill, that's one last favor, and then we'll welcome you in. That's why you're seeing Bill Barr on TV. That's why. He's paying his one last penance, just a couple more Hail Marys, and he's back in the club, baby. That's been your Republican Party for most of your life. It certainly has been mine. Very few are actually outsiders of the system. Most of them are controlled opposition. That's why it always seems like they're helping the other side. They're on the other side. Bunch of low-T losers. You know what? That actually leads me perfectly into chalk. Bill Barr is another guy who needs some chalk, some all-natural herbal supplements from a hardcore anti-communist company. Hey, you want to do a fun experiment? I don't even want you to take my word for it. I want you to look up chalk, C-H-O-Q. Go do an internet search for chalk and Pride Month. Look, I wouldn't spend too much time scrolling through the results. I don't think you'll see too much there. Yeah, instead, they're out there selling things like male vitality stacks, natural herbal supplements, raising your T levels 20% in 90 days. Ladies, female vitality stack. You want to feel better, sharper? Go get some lit powder. Go make sure you're better, stronger, faster. Chalk, all right? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off the entire store. All right? All right. Peter, Connecticut, go.
Jesse, first, thank you for taking my call. I've been a longtime listener. I got indoctrinated to you when you used to do war stories, and I would love listening to them. But first, I want to comment at Barr, and then I want to tell you about my experience at my first Trump rally. First,
hold on. You can't do any of that, Peter, because I mistimed it and I have to go to break. Peter, I'll give you a chance when you get back. Sorry. Hang on.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter, it's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/body and soul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/body and soul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcast or on the iHeart Radio app.